Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes. I don't know if I need to speak to you. I was talking to, I think it's Jen earlier, and he just called and left me a voicemail about a total refund. Do I need to speak to him or to you?
You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Okay, it's 36206.
36206, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name?
Michelle Gilmore.
One moment, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account here listed with us. To confirm that this is correct, could you go ahead and verify your shipping address?
231 West 41st Street, Anniston, Alabama.
One moment, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I do see that they have you here recently, previously signing up to receive that Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, they said that, and I don't know. he continued to tell me about a tracking number that it was mailed with and all that other information, and I told him I have not received no Wi-Fi booster. I have not ordered a Wi-Fi booster. And he called and left a message that he had spoke to someone else in upper management, and they were going to do a full refund.
So at this time, I told him
that I had contacted my bank on the date that there was money taken out of my account, and she gave me a number, and she said, you may want to check into that. I said, yes, because I'm not familiar with any of it. And he said, he kept saying, I can give you a tracking number. I said, the tracking number means nothing to me. I did not order anything. I do not have a Wi-Fi booster. I'm not interested in a Wi-Fi booster, and I would like a full refund. And he told me, no, that wasn't possible. But he did cancel the subscription and gave me a code for that. So in return, I called my bank back after that, but he was telling me that he couldn't do a full refund, but then he called and left a message to call back if interested in a full refund.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at this time, I do just want to confirm a few things before moving forward with the account. I understand that you state that you do not recall placing an order for a Wi-Fi booster. You might have been offered a free gift paying the postage of the $7.45 to receive this item.
That's what is showing on the bank account on the 6th of December. And then on the 9th, there was another charge of $49.97. And then on 2/10, there was another charge of $56.95. And how it is listed on my account, I didn't know if it was a medical bill that was being taken out or what, or where I had made payment on a medical bill. And so I contacted the bank to see what was going on, because I have recently had total hip replacement. And she said, it looks like the advertisement is something muscle. I said, yeah, that's when I started doing my paperwork. I said, something's not right.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I'm just trying to confirm that you state that you haven't completed a survey so that you can receive this item back on 12/6.
No, I did not.
Yes, ma'am. I do want to ask if you think that someone in the household could have signed you up using your information listed here.
I do not think so. No, it's just my husband and I, and he doesn't get my phone.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do understand the matter. Well, I am. The account has been previously canceled with the representative that you spoke in with. Now, at this time, as far as the transaction, I would have to get, well, any of the transactions, I understand that you've been billed multiple times. I would have to get you transferred to our fraud department so that they are further able to assist you with the charges.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. One moment while I proceed to getting your information transferred. Hello. Yes, ma'am. At this time, I do want to thank you for contacting customer service. You will be put on a brief hold so that someone can further assist you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Is there any way that I could speak back to that? Is it Diane? D-I-A-N? She did tell me.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Well, but as you state that you never signed up to receive that item, and it shows this is what we have you here listed for, the fraud department would have to further assist you with the charge at this moment. Now, if you would have recalled signing up, placing an order for the item, of course, I would have been able to further assist you. But as you do not recall, I would have to get you transferred to fraud.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.